Hey guys, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing about our new values, our new culture that we're trying to build here at Burzum Elim Church. And as a leadership team, we sat down during the start of the pandemic and we spent a lot of time looking at what sort of church we want to be and having conversations with people around the church. So the next few weeks, I'm just going to explore some of the cultural values that we want in our church. And cultural values, it just basically means the way we want to do things, the things that are going to be important to us, the things not sort of like the grand vision, but just the way we do things in the church. And the first cultural value I'm going to talk about today is following Jesus. Now, we want to be a church that is all about following Jesus. The way we phrased it is this: when we want to be a church that follows Jesus, we're all on a journey at different places with Jesus, seeking to become like him, be like him, and do what he did. You know, I've recently started to think of myself not as a Christian, but as a follower of Jesus. You know, when you tell someone you're a Christian, you have those ideas that just someone who goes to church and comes home. But for me, being a follower of Jesus means to become like Jesus, become wholeheartedly like him. And Burzum Elim Church, we don't want to be a place where people just come on a Sunday and then disappear off for the rest of the week. We want to be a place where people can connect in to grow and follow Jesus every single day of the week, not just a Sunday. We want it to be a culture and that of everyone just following him and not just coming to church for the sake of it or out of tradition. And the reality is that when we all come to church, we're all going to be coming to church at different places following Jesus. You know, some of us would have been Christians for a couple of months. There's some of us who have been Christians for many years. We're all on a different path of our journey. We're all at different stages of our faith. But the main thing is, we're all journeying towards Jesus from the different places and the different backgrounds that we're coming in. But you know, to be a follower of Jesus is really demanding. You know, we can throw around the word that I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus quite simply, quite easily. But actually following Jesus is a lot tougher Then we realize before we become Christians, or just generally. You know, I found being Christian really tough at stages and at times. And Alice Cooper, the glam rock star, once phrased it like this. He said this: drinking beer is easy, trashing your hotel room is easy, but being a Christian, that's a tough call. That's real rebellion. And you know, to be a follower of Jesus, a sold out, completely devoted follower of Jesus, it's tough. But we're called as Christians not to be pew fillers on a Sunday, not to watch maybe one or two videos a week and think we've done our spiritual devotion, but we're called to become like Jesus. I heard these great words at Elim Conference last year, which have just resonated with me for the last past year. It's this: being a disciple is this, being a follower of Jesus means to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, to do what Jesus did. You know, it's not easy, but when we create a culture in our church where everyone is on that journey towards Jesus together, we're going to see amazing things happen. I believe God is going to do some incredible things around us. You know, Jesus, he lived for something greater than just himself. You know, when we go to church, we don't just go to church for ourselves, but we follow Jesus in living for something greater than ourselves. You know, Jesus came to earth for something bigger than just live a life and die. He lived for a grander vision. You know, as Christians, he's called us to live for a grander vision. You know, and I believe that as a church, when we rise up together, when we are fully all devoted to what Christ wants us to do, devoted to becoming followers of Jesus, devoted to becoming like him, to do the things that he did, we're going to see breakthrough. We're going to see transformation in our church, in our personal lives, in our community, and in our country. You know, when we really rise up, I believe broken lives will be restored. I believe broken communities will be restored. But it starts with us being followers of Jesus, not just church members, not just church attenders. And hear my heart, church is important, attending church is really important. But the most important thing is being sold out followers of Jesus, who are devoted to becoming like him, doing what he did. You know, when we read the New Testament, we read about the early church who were devoted together to becoming more like Jesus. You know, Paul said those great words of follow me like I follow Jesus. You know, Paul was so committed to following Jesus, becoming like Jesus, that he trusted that he was being transformed into Jesus's likeness, that he said, other people, follow me. Guys, let's be that church. Let's be a church that grows in Christ's likeness together, journeying together towards Jesus, being with Jesus, becoming like Jesus, doing what Jesus did. So let's unpack this. What do we need to do to make see this happen? The first thing is this. First thing, we need to be with Jesus. You know, this sounds really, really obvious, but as Christians, we should want to spend time with Jesus. Imagine if I was, when I was early married, even now when I'm married to my wife, imagine if I came up to you and I said to you, you know what, I'm married to Naomi, but I don't spend any time with her. We don't feel like we need to spend any time together. You would think there's problems in the relationship, but that's a problem with a lot of Christians. And I've fallen into that trap so many times that I tell people I love Jesus. I told Jesus I love him. I told people that I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus, but that I don't spend any time with him. And you know, when you spend time with somebody, for number one, it shows how much you care about them. But number two, you become like them. You know, when I was a young guy, a 16-year-old, I met Naomi, and like my family, we lived on farms when we were younger. We had animals that were killed. I went out rabbiting with my father and catching rabbits, and I knew where my meat came from. We loved meat, okay? We were a big meat-loving family. And then I met a vegetarian. And when I first met Naomi, I'm like almost, what do you eat? Do you eat salad leaves and vegetarian food? What is carrots all the time? It doesn't really appeal to me. And I was no desires ever to go vegetarian. Okay, when I first got married, I remember there was days when we didn't have any meat, because we ate vegetarian food together, and I would go down to Morrison's and I would just buy a massive steak, bring it home, cook it as quickly as possible and devour it. Or buy a massive piece of chicken and just want to, yeah, just rip it off the carcass like a wild animal. I was desperate for meat. Looking further down the line now, 18 years later, you know, I now have days when I have vegan days. Why? Because I've spent so much time with Naomi that I'm actually eating less meat just by spending time with her. And you know what? You become like the person who you spend most time with. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that's what happens. And the first early disciples, they spent loads of time with Jesus. You know what? They spent mission ministry trips with him. They walked with him. They ate with him. They followed him wherever he went. And the more time they spent with him, the more they became like him. And I'm not just the 12 disciples, but the wider group of people who are following Jesus too. I'm really struck by this verse in John 3, verse 26. John the Baptist's followers are complaining to John the Baptist. They're saying, come on, some of your guys are going and not following you anymore, but they're following Jesus. And this is what they say. They say, Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side, talking about Jesus, the one you testified about, look, he's baptizing and everyone is going to him. What really jumped out to me in that little verse there was everyone was going to Jesus. Those who wanted to follow Jesus were going to Jesus. They were being with Jesus physically. Now, we need to choose to be with Jesus. We need to make time to spend with him. We need to say to Jesus, I want to spend time with you. I want to hear from you. Whether it's reading the Bible, whether it's in quiet meditation, reflecting on his words and trying to listen to what he has to say to you, we need to set time aside if we want to be followers of Jesus and create a great culture in our church of following Jesus. We need to spend time with Jesus. It sounds really, really obvious, doesn't it? But it's really important. If you're a follower of Jesus, if you want to grow in your relationship with Jesus, you need to spend time with Jesus. You need to spend time praying. You know, the disciples, they couldn't just rely on the messengers. They couldn't just rely on John the Baptist saying that Jesus was good. Those guys, when they spent time with John the Baptist, but they also spent time with Jesus, the one, the true, the Messiah, the one they needed to spend time with. And I want to encourage you today, if you want to grow in your faith, you want to grow in your knowledge and your understanding of Jesus, and you want to grow closer to him, start by following Jesus. The next thing, when we start following Jesus, this is what happens. As I shared earlier about my vegetarian story, we become like Jesus. You know, this is the hard bit. We can spend time with Jesus, we can seek him, we can worship him, but there comes a time when we need to be with him and become like him. Now, we're lucky as Christians because we have the Holy Spirit who is there to transform us into Jesus's likeness. It's not just something that we do by ourselves. And this is what it says in 1 Peter 1 verse 2. It says this, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago. And this is the important bit now. Really listen to this. And his Spirit has made you holy. His Spirit is making you holy like Jesus. As a result, you have obeyed him and been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus was the holiest man who ever lived. Yet the Bible says he didn't do anything wrong. He was without sin. He was perfect. Okay, we're never quite going to be perfect. We can aspire to be there. Some of you may think you're perfect, but unfortunately, hate to tell you, you're not quite there yet. But the Holy Spirit transforms us. It makes us holy. It makes us more like Jesus. But becoming like Jesus is not just about being nice. Being a disciple of Jesus is not just about following the rules. The more time we spend with Jesus, the more we become like him. The more we discover the cost of actually being a disciple. Now, I've already shared that being a disciple isn't easy. Being a follower of Jesus is not easy. It's really tough following Jesus. And Jesus actually said these words in Luke 9, verse 23. He says this, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Being a Christian means you push everything else aside. You put Jesus as number one and you say, I'm following you. You to become like Jesus, it means following God's mission. That's tough. You know, when I was a younger Christian, it was easy. You know, when I didn't have anything. I remember my first ministry job, me and Naomi, we literally said, right, we're moving to Silverdale. It was easy. We didn't own a house, nothing. We just basically went to Silverdale, got ourselves a house, went there. As I've got older, we've accumulated more things. We bought a house, we have more furniture. We have dog, we have children, we have lots of different things. And the more you accumulate, the harder it is to give up stuff for Jesus. And it's a real challenge sometimes. But Jesus never said that being a disciple was going to be easy. He never lied about it. An evangelist sometimes lie about it and say, if you become a Christian, your life will be perfect. But Jesus never said that. In fact, Jesus said these words in Matthew 10, verse 38. He goes a little bit further. He says, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. That's hard. You know, I love Jesus. I want to become like Jesus. I want to see miracles happen. I want to see lives transformed. But if I'm honest with you, at times, I don't want to sacrifice things to follow him. There's times I kind of want to live a nice, comfortable life and want Jesus as my add-on, like my little spiritual add-on. But Jesus said, that's not an option. He says, if you want to follow me, you have to take up your cross and follow me. If you do not, you are not worthy to be my disciple. Those words are challenging. You know, John the Baptist said this about following Jesus. He said, he must become greater and I must become less. You know, this is a journey. You know, as Christians, our aspiration following Jesus is to become more like him so that he is promoted more than ourselves, so that he is lifted up and made greater more than ourselves. And that's really challenging. You know, as a church, our culture should be, if you're an evangelist, your evangelism should be about promoting Jesus and not yourself. If you're a worship leader, it should be about promoting and worshiping Jesus and not yourself. Me as a pastor, it should be about promoting Jesus and not myself. As congregation members, it's about promoting Jesus and not ourselves. You know, I believe that when we put Jesus as number one, when we take up our cross and follow him, that's when we see amazing things happen. You know, Jesus says there's going to be times when we have to give up stuff to follow him, to become like him. And it's really, really tough. and these things are going to have to die. You know, he says in John 12, verse 24, he says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Guys, hear my heart here. As a church and as a pastor, there's going to be things in our personal lives following Jesus that we're going to have to kill, that we're going to have to let die. There's going to be maybe behaviors that we've done in the past that we're going to have to go. There may even be methods that we've done that we've held on to really closely that are going to have to go to see something greater come up in their place. Becoming like Jesus means dying to ourselves. Becoming true followers of Jesus is tough. And that's why we need each other. And our culture and church has got to be about encouraging each other to become more and more like Jesus. And when we become like Jesus, we start doing what Jesus did. We start becoming like Jesus so naturally, doing the way things he does. You know what? When we spend time with Jesus, we start to learn to copy him. You know, I remember me and my daughter, we went this time last year, we were in Scotland. And I've got this really, really bad habit of copying people's accents. I don't mean to do it, but sometimes I just copy them. Okay, and it's a little bit of my humor. Me and Sophia, we went up to Scotland and we started trying to copy the Edinburgh accent. And we're doing it and we're sitting there. And then we're on the bus. And Naomi said this. She went, "Jim, for goodness sake, do not try and copy someone's accent and the Scottish accent in the middle of Edinburgh. You're going to get yourself punched." And I was like, okay, I'm a bit careful here. But the problem is, I was doing it without even realizing. So me and Sophia were just practicing a bit of fun. I had a Jamaican friend years ago, and I just loved his accent so much. I would copy it. And then I would start saying his name with a Jamaican accent. And I realized, Jim, whoa, you need to calm down. Someone's accused you of being racist. Because when you spend time with people, I just naturally start mimicking them. You know, and when we spend time with Jesus, we naturally start following him and doing what he did. You know, when we follow Jesus to be his disciples, when we follow him, when we spend time with him, we will start doing things the way that he did. You know, when I was a young Christian, I used to put a wristband on that used to say, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And that was just a reminder to always try and do things the way Jesus did. It was like trying to give me a bit of a kick to remind me. It was quite good for a while, but the more time we spend with Jesus, we won't need those wristbands to remind us because we will naturally become like him. You know what? As Christians, when we spend time with him, we become like him. We will do what he did, even in the midst of adversity. You know, as Christians, when we spend time with him, I believe that we will start hearing from him. We will start receiving words of knowledge, words of prophecy. We'll start moving in spiritual gifts. Why? Because we'll just start doing what he did. You know, Mike Pilavachi once said this, and it had a massive impact on my life. He said his aim is not always to build big churches, big organizations. His aim is just to become more and more like Jesus, to do what Jesus did, to behave like Jesus, to react like Jesus. And guys, that's our aim as a church, that we want to be disciples and followers of Jesus, who are just completely devoted to being like him. Completely devoted to taking up our cross and follow him. We don't want a hollow Christianity that crumples when pressure comes. But we want a solid faith, to be solid disciples that are built upon him. This is what it says in James chapter 2, verses 14 to 19. It says this, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace to keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith itself, if not accompanied by actions, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds.' Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is God. Good. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder." know it's challenging, that passage, and I encourage you to read it, James chapter 2. But guys, this is really important for us as a church, that we can't tell people we're Christians and not behave like it. We need to be following Jesus. We need to count up the cost. And we need to be wholehearted, spirit-filled disciples, desperate to see Jesus transform our lives and the world around us. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to do as a church. This is what we're called to do. And it starts with being with Jesus, becoming like Jesus, and doing what Jesus did.